Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Jeff Ketchum, Orange Bloods, joins us. And Ketch, there's so many ways we could go here, but last week in Arlington, the two-day event for the Big 12, what did you get out of that?
Not much, you know. I mean, it's a trick question. I wasn't ready for that. What did I get out of I think it's a reminder more than anything else, as it relates specifically to Texas, that there's still a lot of work to be done. You know, the all-Big 12 team comes out on the eve of Big 12 Media Days, and you've got two Longhorns on it, one on each side of the ball. And you could make a case that it was a little surprising that both made it, because Bijan Robinson, his presence on the team meant that Deuce Vaughn, the kid from Kansas State last year that had a sensational freshman season and maybe even a better year than Bijan Robinson, he didn't make it. And then I think Deshaun Jameson making it on the defensive side of the ball is a little bit of a surprise. I keep reminding Texas fans that if they're going to make the big jump this year, it's going to be unexpected. It's going to be with a roster that I don't think the rest of college football respects a ton. And that's one of the chief assignments that I think Steve Sarkisian has coming in. Nobody cares about the horns down or anything. It's such a weird story. Like, nobody in Austin talks about that. And then once a year for Big 12 Media Days, it pops up as a story. And it makes, I think, Texas look a little weak, as if they've been complaining about things. But for the most part, you know, I think on the Texas side of things, they're still playing in Oklahoma's league. And they've got to find a way to change that narrative, and they just haven't done it yet.
Are you telling me that the horns down topic is bigger outside of Texas than it actually is?
By a mile. In fact,
right.
Anwar and I were doing a YouTube video on our Orange Blood YouTube channel yesterday, and we brought it up yesterday as a joke. We didn't even mention that story during, so it was getting play across the country. It wasn't really being discussed on Orange Bloods, and it wasn't a topic that we discussed in real time as it happened. We just joked about it yesterday as something that we didn't talk about last week.
You mentioned, I wasn't even thinking of this, but the story of Deuce Vaughn, who's 170 pounds, 5'5", or whatever they list him. He's from Texas. This story happens all the time. Goes to Kansas State. He's running up and down the field as a freshman. What's the background story on him?
Well, his dad coached at Texas. His dad was Chris Vaughn, who coached at Mississippi and at Texas, and left under some extenuating circumstances that weren't flattering for him.
Right.
And I think that may have impacted his recruitment. I don't know. Like, you know, that kid comes straight out of UT's backyard, and he didn't have an offer from any school inside the state. So, you know, those stories usually turn into Texas didn't offer, but Baylor didn't offer, UTSA didn't offer, North Texas didn't offer, Kansas State offered. And then he goes there and has that big first year. I thought for sure that he'd be the perfect guy in a portal world where he can go, like, him going to Kansas State was a mistake, and it felt like there needed to be a market correction, that guy is too good to be playing there. He didn't change teams during the season. I thought we would see more of that during the portal, more guys at schools like Kansas State where if they have success early on, they can just rewrite what their story is going to look like in college football. And I thought, if I'm Texas, maybe not him because you've already got Bijan Robinson and he wouldn't want to play with him, but I'm going after every guy who's from the state of Texas that does anything like Deuce Vaughn did early on in their year, and I don't know that the portal has quite turned into that kind of feeder system, but I think in due time that it will, and I think we have seen some schools take real advantage. I think it's been very aggressive. You look at a school like Utah, it's not an accident that half the kids that transferred out of Texas this year ended up at either Utah or USC. There is back communication taking place between these schools and players. It's not supposed to, but it is. And I think we're probably looking at a situation where I think that becomes more.
Catching you there. I think we lost him. Patton, you may want to check the connection there. We were going, and then all of a sudden we lost him. Jeff Ketchum with us. Orange Bloods, his site. And again, they had the Big 12 media event, two-day event last week in Arlington, Texas. And you have all the others going on right now, except the Pac-12, which is next. I think that's next Tuesday, if you can check my math on that one, on the 27th. Jeff Ketchum is there. Ketch, we got almost all of what you were saying there. We lost you there at the end. Here's a question from West Coast Sooner. Says, does Ketch think that Herman left Sark enough solid talent where they could make a run at the playoffs this year?
No, God, no. No, I was waiting for what the punchline on that is. This team is not college football playoff good yet. It doesn't. It's breaking in a new quarterback. And look, I think Sam Ellinger was a little overrated, if you will, in that he was never able to take the step up from a 155 quarterback efficiency level. Like, pretty good, but certainly not anywhere near the elite in college football. And if you can't be elite at quarterback, you cannot be elite in college football. We are now reaching the point where either 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 4 teams in the playoff every year have a quarterback that's Heisman New York ceremony good. And there are exceptions. I mean, just a few years ago, we saw Washington make it into the playoffs, and they did it largely on the back of Texas's new defensive coordinator, Pete Kwiatkowski. But that's the rare exception. So Texas is breaking in a quarterback. They're breaking in a left tackle that is not nearly as good as Sam Cosmi, and they don't know who their pass rush is coming from with the loss of Joseph Osai. If we were an NFL team and we were building our team, there aren't three more positions that are more important in football than starting quarterback, starting left tackle, and most prominent pass rusher coming off the edge. Texas has major question marks at all of those three things. They don't have really productive answers yet. That's part of what has to happen early in the season. So, no, Texas, maybe in a year from now, but only after this quarterback situation has grown up a little bit. No matter who starts, whether it's Casey Thompson or Hudson Card, they'll be making their first start of the season against a ranked team in Louisiana at home, and then they'll be making their first road start the next week, and then they've got their first Oklahoma game, and then they got their first Big 12 game. There's still a lot of firsts that this Texas program will have to go through with a new quarterback. And, you know, Oklahoma didn't come through unscathed in the same scenario a year ago. I mean, we now look at Spencer Rattler as a guy that's going to be almost certainly the number one pick in next year's NFL draft. But that's a guy where Oklahoma was, 2-2 through the first four games, two of those losses in Big 12 play. He gets benched in the middle of the Texas game, but Texas wasn't good enough to punish them for that. I mean, Texas wasn't able to beat Oklahoma last year in a year where OU was breaking in its quarterback and was forced to bench him in the middle of the Texas-OU game. That's a bad omen for Texas in a year where it's now breaking in its new quarterback, and the guy that wasn't really ready for prime time a year ago feels definitively ready for prime time this year. I think Tom Herman left Steve Sarkisian talent, potentially a lot of it. Like I said, I really like the quarterbacks, but they're unproven and they're somewhat undeveloped. So maybe that's a question that's better asked at the end of the year when we see what Sark's been able to do. But I'll keep circling back to the quarterback position. That is supposed to be Sark's area of expertise. It is his area of expertise. Texas has two really good quarterback prospects. I think Hudson Card is the best quarterback prospect that Texas has had since Vince Young. I mean, I think I'm way ahead of everybody else on Hudson Card. I think he has a special arm talent, but he's unproven. He doesn't have very many game reps. There's a lot of work to be done, and Texas won't take a step forward until that takes place with it.
Is there a Hail Mary's chance with Quinn Ewers still?
Yeah, there's a Hail Mary's chance. But, you know, the problem is, Bill, is that the players, the elite of the elite players, are interested in Texas. Quinn Ewers among them. They're paying attention to Texas. They're looking at Texas. But they want to see Texas prove it on the field this year. You could have just as easily have asked me about Arch Manning. Hey, you're here in Texas with Arch Manning. It's Clemson. It's Alabama. Texas is getting mentioned. All of these kids want to see Texas take a step. All of the elite of the elite, the true game changers, the five stars, they are done giving Texas the benefit of the doubt. They want to see tangible progress towards something big, something bigger than 8-4 and 9-3. And I don't think they're going to be getting many of those kids. Quinn Ewers isn't flipping to Texas if they go 8-4 or 9-3. Something bigger than that has to happen, and we're just at an impasse right now. And we saw it, I think, in the recruitment of Kelvin Banks. That's a kid that was probably the most important prospect for Texas in this year's recruiting class. It's back-to-back years where there's a special in-state offensive line class. Multiple five stars inside the state at this position that has haunted Texas for a decade. Kelvin Banks is one of the few guys in this class that's a five star that is an absolute tackle, and Texas lost him to Oregon. And I don't think Texas has completely recovered from that. I think that it has kind of shaken the program a little bit in recruiting, because that really was, they didn't lose him to Ohio State, they didn't lose him to Clemson, they didn't lose him to Alabama. They lost the most important in-state prospect in this year's class to Oregon. I don't think anybody really saw that coming. I think we were dismissive of Oregon. But it really speaks to, I think, where the elite of the elite see Texas. And right now they're not elite. And it will be up to – what Bill, what's going to happen with Texas is this. They're going to have to do it on the field first. Texas fans that are like every other big time program, the moment the new head coach comes in, it's like, start making it rain. And Sarkisian brought in a staff to make it rain, but it's not raining yet. And they're going to have to be good developers on the field. They're going to get this quarterback thing figured out. They're going to have success on the field. And then I think recruiting at the very highest level will follow. But if they go 8-4 or 9-3 this year, you and I can do this conversation again in 12 months, and the conversation going into 2022 will sound exactly like the conversation that we're having today, which is, don't tell us, show us. Tom Herman and Charlie Strong were able to get away with telling people and not showing people. Sarkisian is paying the price for this program being stuck in the mud for 10 years.
Jeff Ketchum with us. Jeff Chu says, ask Catch, what year in Sark's tenure will we know if Sark is the real deal or it was a bad hire?
First 2 years. I mean, look, if Texas goes this season without making any step at all, I think there will be some questions about did they get elite or did they get very good? Because a lot of Texas fans, even though I just told you Texas loses its quarterback, left tackle, primary pass rusher, a lot of Texas fans are looking at this and going, this was a 9-3 team last year. They had two games that they think they would have won canceled. So that's really 7-3 that would have been 9-3. They didn't get to play Kansas. I mean, come on. And I think a lot of people feel like if Tom Herman had come back, he could have gone 8-4 or 9-3. That's kind of what Tom did. And so, yeah, I think there's a lot of people that want to rush to judgment. It'll be about whether or not they get Hudson Card, I think. I mean, it could be Casey Thompson. So put these two guys together. Next year in 2022 is the best quarterback in the Big 12 playing for Texas. The answer to that is yes, Steve Sarkisian was the right hire. If through 2 years the quarterback play at Texas looks a lot like the quarterback play at Texas under Tom Herman, then probably not. I think within 2 years, a quarterback whisperer with elite quarterback talent, and that's what I believe Hudson Card is, I think should have the tail will follow the head, and the head is the quarterback play, and all of this other stuff is just distraction from, can your quarterback get really good? Because when you play Oklahoma, to all the OU fans listening right now, your quarterback play is, over the last half dozen years, there's never been better quarterback play in the history of college football anywhere. We used to talk about Miami being quarterback you. At least, you know, all these schools would talk about they had their hand on the title. What Oklahoma has done in the last 6 years is produce quarterback play on an annual basis that is so good that if you want to dethrone Oklahoma, you can't just be pretty good like Sam Ellinger was. You have to be very, very good on the cusp of greatness, and in most years you have to be great. And the secret that Oklahoma has right now that really nobody else in the Big 12 has, I mean, it's different when you get to the playoffs, but in this conference, Oklahoma has just been light years better than everybody else at the most important position on the field. That's what Steve Sarkisian was hired to fix. That's what Tom Herman was hired to fix, and he did. So now they're bringing in another guy, and he fixes it or it won't get fixed.
Catch, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
You got it, my man. Talk to you soon.
There he is. Jeff Ketchum, Orange Bloods. I told you. Catch takes care of business when he's on. That's what I like. Clear the rest of the way. Omni Nashville Hotel.